This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Workers are hauling boxes of historic documents and government records from Colorado's state archives after a major water leak. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
Sub-zero weather is the likely cause of widespread water damage at the State Archives building in downtown Denver. Workers found leaking pipes last Thursday and again on Saturday that spilled water into all three subterranean storage floors. The archives contain everything from historical documents to modern-day court records. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
A new state law aims to reduce the sale of stolen goods anonymously through the internet, CPR's Allison Sherry explains.
State Attorney General Phil Weiser will bring together prosecutors and others to share best practices to address the scourge of retail theft. That is, where thieves then resell goods from places like Home Depot on anonymous websites like Facebook Marketplace. On January 1st, the new law will require companies that operate these online marketplaces to identify sellers, verify seller information, and provide seller disclosures to consumers. Those websites will also be required to provide platforms for consumers to report suspicious activity. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Home construction is down by more than 50% in Colorado Springs compared with 1 year ago. The Pikes Peak Regional Building Department issued just 143 permits for single-family homes in November. In the same month last year, the department issued 316 permits. Meanwhile, mortgage rates are hovering around 6.3%, about double what they were last year. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.